So yes, the plane crash dramatically impacted the film. It takes place about halfway into the story, and we had spent the second day in Africa in the second largest slum in Africa called Kibera. About 1 million people live within 2.5 square miles. There's no paved roads. There's no like sewage control. But, you know, people are hustling and bustling, and there's businesses there, there's markets there. And we wanted our buddy, Rob, who is the kind of skeptic of the journey, to experience that slum in Africa. So we spent the day there. The next day, we wanted to get footage overhead of the slum so we could show how large it was and vast it was. And as we were on this short 20, 30-minute flight with a Christian missionary aviation company, something happened. We don't know what, but the plane started to descend. We thought everything was under control, so we continued filming. And then the next thing we knew, two power lines came into view. The plane hit the power lines. I had about 2 seconds before that happened, just enough time to think, okay, this is the moment I die. And then the plane spun out of control, hit a building, landed upside down. And I came to, then went unconscious again, and the next thing you know, my buddy Rob was waking me up saying, you know, the plane's on fire, you got to get out, I turn around, and there's just like flames coming in my direction, and so he helps me out the plane, and then he goes in to try to rescue the pilots, and both the pilots ended up passing away, one on impact and one a week later, and that really, really messed Rob up because he was in there trying to help them out, and he struggled with post-traumatic stress pretty bad after that, and I ended up fracturing my L3 vertebrae and my collarbone, and I damaged my intestines, and for about 9 months, they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me, so I had lost like 45 pounds and ended up having to get surgery to remove part of my intestines before I was able to recover.